Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
What do we got here, Nolan? You know more about this YouTube thing than I. I'm talking to you.
We're on YouTube.
Yeah.
We're on your regular radio. We're on the Odyssey app.
Uh-huh.
Wherever you want to listen, we're there. Podcast form.
We are?
Yeah.
Hmm. Do we get paid extra for all of this, or is this all foreign to me?
What do you need the money for?
What do I need the money for? What do you think, my gas and electric bill's free?
Well, what did you do to earn the money?
What do you think it's
the same as the show. It's just a different... I'm the one that posts it.
Oh, so now you're asking for extra money.
Give me the money.
Which, you know, you're entitled to that. As a matter of fact, I'd have your back on that one. After I take care of myself first. But anyway, Vinny's off. Turn It Up Tuesday. That was the Beatles. Jam it out to them. Anything you want loud, we'll play it. Send your request. Plaza Port text line at 410-583-1057. Phone calls coming up here in a matter of minutes, but let's go to the Window Nation guest hotline and bring in from USA Today, the Ravens Wire, Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning. How you feeling?
Well, would be feeling better if the Ravens had pulled off the win and we're able to keep a double-digit fourth quarter lead, but alas, that is not what happened. And now the Ravens' playoff hopes, they are not completely gone, but it's not looking good right now.
Yeah, I see the defibrillator outside of one winning drive, but let's get back to the big topic of the last 48 hours. Derrick Henry now playing in the fourth quarter. Are you buying what John Harbaugh was selling in regards to the rationale there?
The Ravens have been very clear that they are using rotations and want to give guys moments based off of skill set and situation. And I mean, I buy that part of it because we've seen that's what they do. But if that's the case, they shouldn't have signed Derrick Henry, because Derrick Henry deserves to be on the field in those big moments. And he's earned that, right? He's earned the opportunity to be on the field in those big moments. And, you know, a guy that completely, he had it. He had it in that Patriots game. I think, to me, you know, Keaton Mitchell is awesome, but he just didn't have it in that game.
Yeah, moving on from that, I mean, the side story here, along with Henry's usage, the fallout from it, has been Harbaugh. And now his job security being asked about, he addressed it yesterday. He talked about his conversations with Steve Bisciotti as well and that whole relationship. Do you think it's getting to a point where it's almost, you know, now or never for him being on the outs?
Yeah, I mean, I do. And part of that reason is because, you know, and you've been in a place for almost two decades, and, you know, there have been the questions that there have been, not just this year, but for the, you know, last handful of seasons. There's always going to be, with coaches that have been around for that long, a question of when you're not getting the job done, well, what else is it and what other changes can you make? And the Ravens have made plenty of those changes. They've gone through multiple coordinators. They've gone through, you know, different players. But the fact of the matter is, three playoff wins in the last 10 years, whatever that number is, it's not acceptable when it comes to having, you know, the players that John Harbaugh has had, meaning guys like Lamar Jackson, guys like Derrick Henry. And, you know, with Lamar, he's not getting younger. You know, he's going to be 29 at the end of next month, at the beginning, actually, of next month. And so when you have a player like that, and you've gone through the coordinators and some of the fatal flaws that John Harbaugh has had have continued to pop up, whether it be game management like we're talking about with Derrick Henry or some of the other stuff. I think, you know, a lot of the pull with John Harbaugh over the last handful of years with the playoff losses and lack of playoff success has been, you know, the fact that you can point to when John Harbaugh has his team ready to go and they're fighting, they're going to, with the health of Lamar, they're going to win like 12, 13, 14 games, be in the playoff hunt, give themselves a chance. And he's also reshaped himself as a player's coach and really connects to the players. But with that regular season success gone here this season, and, you know, there are questions about whether the messaging is falling flat in the locker room or not, then it kind of becomes a question of, well, what else does John Harbaugh have at that point if the playoff success has not been there? And it all doesn't fall on John Harbaugh, but kind of like what we're talking about with the running game and Derrick Henry and Keaton Mitchell and, you know, John Harbaugh, like, being the head coach, like, he has that final say. Like, he can say, hey, like, to me, he can say, get Derrick in the game. Along the same lines, he is the head coach, and it does fall back on him. And to me, I think that there were a lot of Super Bowl or bust expectations. For me, it was the AFC Championship game, the minimum or bust. And not even making the playoffs, going backwards 2 years in a row. I mean, I personally, if I was the Ravens, I wouldn't accept that.
Let's get a little good news in here, depending on how you... Well, it depends how you look at it.
Note to self, fire Harbaugh.
Right. Ravens Pro Bowlers were announced this morning, and actually have six named to the team, which on the surface was stunning to me that we had six guys capable in how bad this year has been. Some are obvious. I mean, Kyle Hamilton, nobody's going to put up a fight with that. But Tyler Linderbaum, Patrick Ricard, Roquan Smith, Jordan Stout, and Zay Flowers, those are your other five there. Any thoughts on these guys? Any surprises here to you? I can't really say there were any snubs. Andrews, Henry, and Lamar were voted as alternates, so there's no shot we've got a snub here.
No, I mean... It makes sense. And those guys all to me are deserving. But, you know, a guy that I think has been incredible this year is Jordan Stout. I mean, he absolutely earned that. And, you know, multiple times throughout this season when the Ravens have needed the field flipped or a team pinned inside their own 15, 10, 5-yard line even, Jordan Stout has delivered for them. And Jordan is interesting because it took him a little while to get acclimated over the first couple of years of his career with some ups and downs. But I mean, this year he's been lights out. He's been incredible. And, you know, he's a guy that I'm happy for him. Like he's really made strides and turned into, in my opinion, one of the best punters in the league this season, which has been awesome. But I mean, yeah, a guy like Zay going over 1,000, I know the fumbling stuff, but he's been the Ravens' entire passing offense this season. When it comes to yards, targets, or stuff, like he's been the guy for them. And then Linderbaum, Hamilton, I mean, yeah, those guys are obvious, real cool. Like, you know, the Ravens have talent on this roster, and I'm really glad that it is getting recognized. But it is also, you kind of look at the roster, and a roster that a lot of people thought was one of the best, if not the best, in the NFL going into the season. I mean, I said it was the best going into the season, but I said they had some flaws. If those flaws popped up, well, it wouldn't be great, and you know, it hasn't been as good of a year this year as many people thought, but I'm glad that these guys are getting recognized because they all absolutely deserve it.
Yeah, I was one of the people, Kevin said it was the best roster they ever had in the history of the franchise. He's Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today. Kevin, what's happening on the Ravens wire as we're 4 days away from the Ravens maybe getting eliminated from the playoffs here?
Yeah, talking about obviously, the fallout from the Patriots game, you got scenarios for the playoffs going on, how they can bounce back. So just trying to see what they can do in a season that, you know, might be one of the most disappointing seasons in Ravens history when it comes to how it's gone versus expectations. So diving into how they can keep everything alive and, you know, the best case scenario for them with the slim playoff chances they do have.
Kevin, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. You and the family. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, guys. Appreciate you.
There's Kevin Ostreicher, everybody. It's ironic because 10 years ago, the 2015 team went in with great expectations, lost to Denver, you remember, in that epic game to start the year. Flacco got hurt. Everything flatlined. Ravens missed the playoffs. What is it, every decade this thing happens? We'll come back, take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. And then notes from the North. We're going to Pittsburgh, going to Cincinnati, going to Cleveland. Steelers, really close to clinching the
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This Sunday against Buffalo, but let's get out to the phones. Go to William in Northeast Baltimore. William, thanks for holding. What's up?
Okay, good morning, Bob and Nolan. First of all, I want to wish happy holidays to you guys.
Same to you, man. You and your family.
Okay. Thank you. I was one of the ones that called about Keaton Mitchell getting more touches. I guess you remember that last week. But that clearly was not the time for Mitchell and Ali to be showcased because Derrick Henry clearly took the wind out of the defense, and it should have been Derrick Henry only. And we all know that. Everybody knows it except the coaches. But what I want to talk about, Bob and Nolan, is the tight end situation. And I think it's hurting the team the way John Harbaugh and Todd Monken is handling the tight end situation. For one reason I say that is because Isaiah Likely did not get any targets the last two games. This is hurting the team. And Mark Andrews, I guess now he's supposed to be the number one tight end, but two catches for 25 yards, that's not going to cut it. It doesn't make any sense at all. And I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys and see what you guys think about this tight end situation.
All right, William, thanks for the call, man. Once again, happy holidays to you and the family. We talked about it earlier, Nolan. We did their stats combined, Likely and Andrews, and that would have been a good year for one or the other, not both of them. Did you see the social media post with Isaiah Likely?
You know, in the stadium?
Yeah.
I did see that.
You know who was the one giving him the business, right?
Well, that's Trippy's area.
That's our boy Trippy.
Once I saw the scenery, I was like, Trippy's lurking somewhere.
But Likely no targets for two games. And even after Andrews got the contract extension, he didn't get his first target until, what, late in the third quarter of that game. So where is the tight end usage? Because the Ravens have been one of the, especially with Todd Monken as the OC, utilizing the tight ends to great effectiveness. 2 years ago when Andrews got hurt on that Thursday night against Cincinnati, likely stepped in and played like an all-pro for the last 8 weeks of the season, and they both ate last year. So I don't get that one. That's one that has flummoxed a lot of people, myself included.
Well, it is because of last year and 2 years ago. That's really what's made it muddy, is the fact that they showed they can make it work the last couple of years. But I would say I think we're a little skewed by that, not in a good way. You know, they pulled out this excuse when they beat the Bengals a couple weeks ago that they just didn't run a ton of plays, but they still won 24-0. So no harm, no foul. But look at the other night, carried the ball 33 times. And we're all saying it should have been more. That Derrick Henry should have had, you know, whatever it was, 3 to 5 more in the fourth quarter. So that's pushing 40 now all of a sudden in rushing attempts. Lamar and Huntley combined for just 20 pass attempts. You know, that's kind of in your wheelhouse there, 50, mid-50s, pushing upper 50s in total plays. I'm asking, where's it coming from? Who are you taking it away from? We want them to run the ball more than they pass right now. They did that. You're going to take targets away from Zay Flowers?
But this has been a season-long issue. And it's not like Derrick Henry's playing like he was last year, and we talked a million times. Keaton Mitchell didn't even start sniffing the field for the first few weeks of the season.
But I think, all right, for the season-long, the big-picture view, again, you still have to take some away from other people to give it to Likely or whoever. You know, and what are you going to say? Take it away from DeAndre Hopkins? Well, he hasn't had anything to take away from until this past game. You know, I think, again, it's frustrating because they did make it work, but I'm almost wondering in hindsight how they made it work as well as they did last year, because it, what, Bateman was eating, career year, right?
Got paid.
You know, Andrews was eating, Likely was eating at least more than he is this year. All of your running backs were satisfied. I can't make it make sense.
We'll come back. Notes from the North. Then more of your phone calls. We'll get to the whip around. News from the Nest. You want to join us from that? You can. Coming up top of the hour. Let's count that couple of days for Christmas money at 12:15 by yourself. Steve Molesky. Talk Orioles with him. Shane Baz came over in the trade with Tampa, where the Orioles traded, what, 4 prospects in the top 30 and a competitive balance pick. Hey, you wanted more pitching? You got it. We got a lot to get to. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope here on The Fan.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Vinny and Haney's Notes from the North.
Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Mike Pope's on the other side of the glass. Vinny's on vacation next couple of weeks. Let's get right to it, man. It's Notes from the North. All of our guests are brought to you by the Window Nation Guest Hotline. Let's start at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Let's welcome back to the show, Brian Batko. Brian, appreciate the time as always. And you just heard during Nolan's update, the DK Metcalf suspension going to cost him the final two games of the regular season. But apparently, Brian, DK's had a run-in with this dude before. So for our audience out there, explain exactly what the history is between DK and whoever the hell that guy was.
Yeah, I mean, I know his name from researching this, but I don't even really want to give it oxygen. Sure. Because I was sitting there in the press box, and once the broadcast showed what happened, I started kind of training my binoculars on the guy. And I'll just be honest, he seems like a goofball. I think people can sort of make that inference from the video and from the photos that they've seen of it. And, you know, he came back to the game and everything. And although to be honest, but like, I don't know what exactly the history is. I think that's one of the gaps in the story right now. What did transpire between those two in a game last year, apparently? But I think a lot of things can be true here. One, this guy was acting like a jack wagon and right. Probably, you know, may have deserved to get hit in the nose. And two, DK has to have more composure than that. And it doesn't make sense to even go and confront a fan in the first place, I think, unless there was something really uncouth that was said. But it doesn't seem like there's any hard and fast evidence of that just yet.
So the Steelers are actually starting to pick up a little steam here. Three straight wins. We know what they did to the Ravens a few weeks back. And now most recently, this Lions win. Huge for them. Go on the road. You're, what, 5-6 point underdogs, and you pull it out. Between the wins, Rodgers actually looking more like his older self here. Are you willing to actually buy into them maybe being on par with the other AFC playoff teams right now?
Yeah, Nolan. I mean, I'm as close as I've been all season. That's for sure. They hit rock bottom in my mind a few weeks ago in that 26-7 loss at home to the Bills, where they just got bludgeoned on both sides of the ball. But yeah, since then they woke up, and you know, getting some questionable calls to go their way against Baltimore certainly didn't hurt. And people will say that happened against the Lions too, but they actually outplayed Detroit in that game, in my opinion. So yeah, this is the best that I've felt about these Steelers all 2025. I don't know that I can put them on par with the Bills, because I still think as long as they have Josh Allen playing the way he is, despite all their other flaws, they're the big bad to me in the conference. Now that the Chiefs are not a factor, looks like the Ravens may not be a factor. So I would put the Steelers kind of in that next tier with a bunch of teams that either are somewhat still unproven in the postseason or are really dealing with some injuries and stuff like that.
Well, I'll go beyond maybe, and I'll give it to you. Steelers are going to win the division. So there you go. Yeah. But with that in mind, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the whole Tomlin and Harbaugh thing. Both were under fire from their fan bases. Both could potentially be out at the end of the year. I'm sure things have calmed down for Tomlin. Here, things have only gotten louder. But yeah, is saving Tomlin's job as simple as making the playoffs, or does he have to win in January as well?
I don't think his job was ever in danger. I think any talk of Mike Tomlin feeling heat and pressure, it's more so from the outside world, the fan base. I don't think ownership would ever move on from him. During that Bills loss where the crowd was chanting to fire him, my bigger question was, will he just get sick of absorbing this amount of negativity and decide, okay, if this season really goes off the rails, why should I stick around other than the money? Why don't I just get a fresh start somewhere or take a year off? But yeah, that looks less and less likely now as they're headed toward that first AFC North crown since 2020. But I'm very curious to see what happens in Baltimore. I've been kind of just BSing with other Steelers writers about who the Ravens would hire if that ends up being the case down there.
Maybe it'd be Mike Tomlin if he got fired after losing a playoff game. He is Brian Bacco from the Associated Press, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Appreciate it as always, Brian. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family. We'll catch up with you before the playoffs, I'm sure.
Yes, same to you guys. Enjoy. I hope you get everything you want under your tree, all right?
There you go. Here's Brian Bacco, everyone. Cincinnati Bengals, unfortunately for them, they're not going to the postseason, but you knew they weren't going to be held down long offensively. Here to talk about them as they close out the regular season from the AP. Let's welcome back to the show, Joe Reedy. Joe, appreciate the time as always. And after the Ravens shutout, the Cincinnati Bengals, they're going down to Miami, taking on a Dolphins team that, you know, they kind of got eliminated from their playoff hopes the week prior. But you knew Burrow and the boys were going to come back with a vengeance and four TDs. Even though he wasn't having fun, Burrow, the prior 2 weeks, I guess he was feeling pretty good about himself after the win against the Dolphins.
Yeah, definitely a lot of fun. And I think also, a good thing to see because, let's face it, I think this is the first time since Joe Burrow was in junior high school that he didn't have a postseason or meaningful games to or playing meaningless games this late in the season. So the fact that he was able to respond, four TDs, T. Higgins came back, Ja'Marr Chase, as solid as usual, the fact that this team is approaching the final weeks the right way, and unlike some other teams, including kind of seeing Miami with them going off the rails, I think it's a good mentality to have.
So Bob mentioned the comments from Burrow a couple weeks ago about having fun or not having fun playing football anymore. I mean, did we make too much of this in the moment, or what was your read on it as he was saying all these things and, you know, being given multiple opportunities to maybe clarify or clear things up, you know, hey, did you misspeak, blah, blah, blah. And he almost seemingly kept doubling down. But was this as simple as, all right, I'm not having fun because I'm not winning? Or do you think the dissatisfaction is deeper than that?
It's the not having fun, not winning, three injuries in a 6-year period and not routine or easy injuries in the slightest. And I think if you're a Bengals fan, anytime you hear remarks about this, you do get a little paranoid based on the Carson Palmer comments back in 2010 and what happened there. I think the difference is between that and this is that maybe the infrastructure is slightly better now, football-wise. They've got a ton of improvements to make during the offseason, especially on the defensive side, and they'll have a ton of cap room. Maybe look at the front. Well, definitely look at the front office as far as things to hone and everything there. Zach Taylor's got 2 years left on the contract, so I don't think he's gone this offseason, but we do get to these points every 5 to 10 years where a major Bengals star will come out, and based on the organization's history, especially not being able to have a good run for longer than 3-4 years at a time, everybody's more sensitive to those remarks. But I think with Joe in general, it's been a frustrating year for him. He was expecting to have a big season. He gets injured in game two. Season goes off the rails, offensive and defensively for the Bengals. And here you are, 6 years in, going, you know, here's another year gone, especially with the prime players on offense. So I think he had every reason to be frustrated.
So then looking ahead to this offseason, right, they're pretty much in the exact same boat they were a year ago. We got to fix this defense, right? We got to get it right. But you briefly mentioned their cap space, and that was interesting to me because I hadn't really looked at their situation. Is it set up where they can truly make some big sweeping overhaul changes to that defense from a personnel standpoint? And how much weight did you put in the coordinator change and that kind of blowing up in their face this year?
Yeah, I think they've got the third biggest cap space going into the offseason. And I think NFL.com did something a week or two ago as far as looking at cap space
and personnel and everything, top 10 teams as far as being in good situations to do changes going into the offseason. And I think the Bengals were ranked 8th out of top 10 teams that could do something. Coordinator change, I think we've seen flashes of it getting better the second half of the season. I think most of it, though, is due to drafting. And it's some of the personnel just has not been a good fit. And I think having Al Golden in there another year with knowledge of kind of what he saw in college at Notre Dame with some of the prospects out there will definitely help this year, but you've got to add free agents and definitely, you know, on the line, secondary, linebacker might be decent, but whereas you've addressed offense the past couple seasons, they definitely have to go all in on defense this time.
Joe Reedy from the Associated Press. Joe, we appreciate the time. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family, and we'll talk to you soon.
No problem. Happy holidays to you guys.
There he is, Joe Reedy, everybody. It is Notes from the North. Finally, we go to Cleveland. Well, the Akron Beacon Journal, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, talk about the Browns with Chris Easterling. And Chris, appreciate the time as always. And full disclosure, the Bills-Cleveland game was here locally in Baltimore because the Ravens didn't play until Sunday night. And the Judkins injury, saw it in real time, did not replay it, and rightfully so. But how devastating was said injury, and what's the recovery time for a guy that was probably in the conversation at least for Offensive Rookie of the Year?
Well, obviously it's devastating because, you know, he was really showing flashes. Now, for a variety of reasons, the numbers, the raw numbers weren't necessarily there, although he was, until JT just passed him, you know, leading all rookie running backs in rushing this season. It's a devastating blow because you wanted to see him finish strong because he got a late start on everything. But, the timetable we're hearing, 4 to 5 months, they sound optimistic that he'll be back for training camp and certainly for the start of next season. He's having surgery today. So it's a break. It doesn't sound like any ligament damage. Kevin Smith said no knee damage, which is a blessing. So if he can just recover I fully expect Judkins to attack the rehab aggressively, and so I would expect him back for next year. But certainly in the short term, a devastating blow for a very promising rookie running back.
Well, we got to talk about Shedeur Sanders here. And I mean, what a roller coaster of a season just for him to even get a start. It took that long. And we Ravens fans remember him coming in at the end of that one Ravens game there. And that was his first taste. But since then, 5 starts, very up and down. He's had his bright spots. He's had his moments, more turnovers than touchdowns. But have you seen enough this year? And then also grading with the pieces that he has around him? You know, it's not really a super team, really not a great offensive line at all, that the Browns have seen enough here to confidently crown him as the guy entering next year, or are we going to be looking at another kind of training camp competition?
I'd like to see what they're going to do the next two weeks, especially against Pittsburgh, against that defense, although depending on if Herbig and Watt play, I mean, it's a little bit different look. I still kind of need to see something, and you got two things going here. One, I'm not convinced they don't still, depending on where they're drafting, if they have a chance at Dante Moore, Fernando Mendoza, taking one of those guys, bring them in and realizing, look, first-round quarterbacks are the way you win in this league. I mean, Tom Brady being the exception, and obviously trying to be that exception. But there's also the question of who's going to be making the picks. There could be very well a change at the top of this organization. I might be a little bit surprised by that because, you know, Jimmy Haslam has stood by Andrew Berry, especially for throughout this, saying it's a multi-year process. But until you get to quarterback, this process is going to be, stagnated a little bit. So, I think it's the biggest question going into the offseason. outside of, you know, organizationally, you know, front office, head coach, that type of thing, that this team still, I think, has to answer. And I'm not fully there. I like some of the things I saw of Shador, but I'm not even fully there that competition wouldn't behoove this football team next season.
Chris Easterly covers the Cleveland Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal. Chris, we appreciate the time as always. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and the family. And we'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Absolutely. Happy holidays to you guys as well.
You got it. Chris Easterling, everyone. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Phone calls coming up, top of the hour. News from the desk. So you're going to be part of our fun there. Buy or sell. Where's the dough? As we're a couple of days from Christmas, that's coming up. Buy or sell. Steve Molesky talking some Orioles baseball at 12:30. Are you satisfied at least with what Mike Elias has done so far? Still work to be done.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport. Every game. Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Basketball. Good pass.
Great pass.
Good pass.
Derrick's rewarded for running the floor at point blank range. Now Derrick.
Let DQ cook.
Yep.
Let him cook.
And he will.
All the way to glass.
Gulf Coast Sports Network on the call. It's the Whip Around. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope. Vinny's on vacation for the next couple of weeks. The Hornets, or the Pelicans rather, the former Hornets, beat the Mavericks 119-113. Derek Queen, whose brilliant rookie season continues on at 19 points, 10 boards, 6 assists. The Pelicans won 5 in a row. All of a sudden, I mean, they're still way buried in the Western Conference, but Derek Queen's, he's that guy. He might not wow you with his athleticism, but when you watch him play, you see a basketball IQ that's through the roof for a 6'9", 6'10 guy. He's got great handles. He's going to learn to shoot from the perimeter. He might not be Steph Curry from three, but he'll be savvy enough and effective enough that he'll be a dangerous weapon from beyond the arc. He's already a 70-plus free throw shooter, so the touch is there. I mean, this guy's ceiling is through the roof. He representing Baltimore, representing the University of Maryland. We've talked about it 1,000 times. Took a lot of undue heat because of the trade that Joe Dumars made prior to the draft to move up to get him. But, I mean, he's doing everything he can. He's far exceeding his draft status so far before he even hit Christmas this year.
Right. So between the other guys in the rookie class and then me assuming that it would take him a while to get going in the NBA because he's only, 20, 21 years old. Now, all of a sudden, I think he's got a real shot to win Rookie of the Year. I mean, we're not even at the new year yet. A lot still has to be played, but I think for sure he's going to lead all rookies in assists. And to do that as a big man would be insane.
Right.
Would be absolutely incredible. And now, because he's getting more playing time, I think he'll have a chance to challenge, you know, Knepel and Flagg and guys like that in terms of points. And when it's all said and done, he may even get more minutes than those guys because that's how bad the Pelicans are. They don't have anyone else to play.
Yeah, Zion Williamson's back coming off the bench right now, but Derek Queen, he's having an awesome beginning to his NBA career. It was Oklahoma City, 119-103 over Memphis. Aaron Wiggins, Maryland, played for Keith Gatlin. By the way, today's Keith Gatlin's 61st birthday. All-time leading assist guy when he left Maryland. Steve Blake has since eclipsed that record, but Keith Gatlin, McDonald's All-American. Coached Aaron Wiggins in high school, adductor. He didn't play last night. The old adductor. I don't even know what that is, but he's heard it
not
a couple
to be
of times.
Confused with abductor.
Yeah, he's done both of them. Cam Spencer, by the way, from Memphis. He had 14-5-8. Santi Aldama, also from Loyola. Cam Spencer, Boys Latin, Loyola, and other various stops in between. Both played for the Grizzlies, and both took it on the chin. Oklahoma City. It was Golden State, 120-97 over Orlando. Pat, Cam's brother. 2-2-2, like old Chuck Woolery love connection. We'll be back at 2-2-2. Towson last night, college basketball beat Sacred Heart, 72-47. Georgetown beat Coppin, 97-67. College football playoffs, they're set for the next round. Three New Year's Day games, Oregon, Texas Tech, Orange Bowl, Bama, Indiana. That's in the Rose Bowl. And we have Mississippi against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl coming up on Christmas, or New Year's Eve, rather. It is University of Miami against Ohio State. That is in the Cotton Bowl. It's the Whip Around. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope, and he's on vacation. This day in Ravens history. December 23rd, 2012, M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens beat the Giants 33-14. Joe Flacco, 2 touchdown passes, 1 to Ray Rice, 1 to Torrey Smith. Ray Rice also rushed for a TD. Rookie kicker Justin Tucker kicked 4 field goals, and with the win, Ravens clinched the AFC North and on their way to the Super Bowl, which we will follow along as the dates are appropriate. We'll come back. News from the Nest. Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. So it's all about you next. By yourself, 1215. Steve Molesky talks Orioles at 1230. Mike Elias is busy. Do you like the moves made so far? And then Robbie Davis is going to talk about the king of collectibles from Robbie's First Base. It just popped on Netflix. He's going to explain all the awesome things that are going on there. And one of the Paul brothers, not the one with a broken jaw, the other one, he's part of the fun. We'll talk about that and more here on this Turn Up Tuesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.